Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 28 enhlangula 2019 nguChris Gande lendabeni zethu lamhlanje. Induna zemandebeleni kanye lenkabazwe zihlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kobulawayo zihlaziya udaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Bekuzaba ludubo sibili ukuthi intengo yehle masinya ngoba abathengeyo babesithi bona istok abalaso ngesurprise yakudala. Mina ngokubona kwami intengo izathatha isikhathi ingayehli.
Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakumanye amazwe eZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomhlabeleli werumba osacathulayo uTinashe Mazomwa Mpofu ehamba leqembu lakhe lezitiyeni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Induna ezidabuka eMathebeleland lenkabazwe zitshele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi lokhu zikhathazekile ngodaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi okumele lulungisiswe ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokukhumisana umlotha phakathi kukahulumende weZANU-PF loZulu weMandebeleni lenkabazwe okwabulawa khona abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili i-20,000 kusukela umnyaka ka-1983 kusiyafika kumnyaka ka-1987. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Umnangagwa wethule lokhu namuhla esanda kwenza umhlangano lenkokheli zomdabu ezenkabazwe leMathebeleland okukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokunye okuchiyeneyo. Induna zinike umnangagwa ugwalo oluveza ukuthukuthela kwabantu ezabelweni lezi. Utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi belumqoka udaba lwegugurawundi emhlanganweni wabo abawenzele Estate House.
I came here to Bulawayo.
Olunye udaba ludaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi libeke indlela ezimqoka zokulungisa lolu daba kanye lokuthi umbhuqazwe waphambanisa indawo abazikhokhelayo njalo labo kuyabahlupha. Ngakho njengohulumende inkokheli zomdabu kumele zibe khona kuqondiseni lolu daba. Kumele lube leziqondiso ezimqoka ngalolu dubo.
As well as the communities in Matabele South as articulated by their respective chiefs.
Ugcizelele esithi kukhona okunye okumqoka abakukhulumileyo lakho bazakulungisa.
The issues can be broadly put in 3 or 4 categories.
Kukhona njalo okunye okumqoka esithe sakhuluma ngakho lenkokheli zomdabu okubalisa imigwaqo, amanzi, ezokudla, ezemfundo kunye lezempila kahle. Konke lokhu siza kulungisa.
Which these provinces wishes to alert government.
Kubikwa ukuthi okunye okukhulunywe emhlanganweni lo zimpahla zebandla lezaphu ezathathwa nguhulumende ngodlame, ubuyanga, umbuso wezabelo, ukudla lomnotho, ezemfundo, ulimi lamasiko, uhlupho lwamanzi nakude, ezempila kahle, amandla kagetsi, inhlupho zezifuyo kanye lokulondolozwa kwendawo ezizilayo. Umsekeli kamongameli wezinduna uMtshana Khumalo ubonye ukuza kwaMnangagwa eveza obala ukuba njengezinduna babanjwe amaheche.
Ngiyabonga ukuthi uthintile ukuthi ekubuyeni kwethu lapha izokuthange sibuye singazi ukuthi iagenda kuyini. Kodwa njengezinduna sihlale phansi sadingana la nxai program ibiyenziwe ngabalutshwana bakubhalela lokho bakubhalele khona.
Akwaziwa ukuthi okwenzakale namuhla estate house kungaguqula kumbe hatshi ubudlelwano bukamnangagwa labantu abahlala enkabazwe lemathebheleland. Isikhulumeli sezaphu umnumzana iPhithule Maphosa uthi gaboni lutho oluzalunyiswa nguhulumende kukho konke okubekwe zinduna namuhla.
Indaba ibonisa sobala ukuthi ugovernment weZimbabwe ni ulengeta lechabi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo umabhalane jikelele wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu uvumelane loMaphosa.
Okuhluphayo kuhle ukuthi uhlangane lazo, but okuhluphayo ukuthi since 2017-2018 eseDavos wathi yena idaba legugula untu uzalilungisa lezi nduna. Simbone 3 months back uhlangane labantu be-civic society, but akulanto ngitsho yodwa 111 out esiyenzakele. Wafika le wathi commission, i-commission ngakaza ayinikeza ama-resources okuthi iye ngaphandle kwamadorobho iyehlangana nezakhamizi.
Ngokwakuqala ukuba uMnangagwa akhulumisane lezinduna selokhu wangena esikhundleni sikamongameli kulandela ukususwa kowayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe owetheswa icala lokulolonga iGugurawundi ngesikhathi elwisana lebandla lezaphu elalikhokhelwa ngumuyi uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Umgabe wayecabangela ukuthi uNkomo wayefuna ukumsusa esikhundleni ngodlame. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe osekubangele ukuba lesisindo sedola leMelika sehle emkambo wensitha. Intatheli izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Idola leMelika ebeselitshintshwa ngamadola edlula alitshumi awebond note loba iRTGS dollar kunsukwane esanda kwedlula selehle isisindo layo kusilinganiso sokuhlanu lengxenye ekhulwini 5.5% emkambo wensitha. Izakhamuzi zeHarare zikhala ngokuthi kusimo esinje kayehle phela lentengo ezitolo. Oqeqesha ngezomnotho umnumzana Masimba kutshera uthi ngendlela uhulumende ajume ngayo abantu ngenyathelo lake lokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwemali zakwa nye amanje osomabhizimusi abasakwazi ukuthi bathi
bekuzaba ludubo bele ukuthi intengo yehle masinya ngoba abathengeyo babe sithi bona istock abalaso ngesa price yakudala. Mina ngokubona kwami intengo izathatha isikhathi ingayehli.
Unkosikazi Janet Shaw, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, ZIMCOD, uthi intengo ikhanya isiza zilungisisa ilandela isiqondiso zokwenzakala kusimo somnotho welizwe.
Engikubonayo mina nxa ngikhangela i-economics zangkhona ukuthi and hoping ukuthi i-law e-demand and supply yeza yenza ukuthi ama-prices ayehle. Njengoba nabantu bengelamali, ama-civil servants kakhwezelwa ngama-salaries, laba abahola nge-US dollar labo belokhu be confused kungazakathi ukuthi after mhlaka 30 June uqambiweyo kuzabe sokuhamba njani. So ngikhangelela ukuthi at least i-demand ingayehla lawa ama-price azayehla ezitolo abantu bakwanisa ukuthenga bayenelisa ukuthenga ngemali abalayo.
Ukutshela uthi intengo ibimele ilandele ukwehla kwamandla edola leMelika osokusenzakala emkambo wensitha.
Kathesi singakhangelisisa sabona ukuthi ama-rates akhona ayehla sibili emkambeni lapha, kodwa intengo yezinto ayilandele ama-rates lawa. Kumele abathengisayo babe le confidence ezokuthi bazathola imali emkambeni lapha uze intengo yehle.
Uhulumende yena uthi kawunanzi umkambo wensitha ngoba ungekho emthethweni. Unkosikazi Joe uthi lasemkambo wamabhanga we-interbanking kumi ngendlela yokuba laba amabhizimusi bangehlisa intengo zabo.
Ngacheka ku-interbank rate engiyibone i-8.6 So uyabona ukuthi vele i rate ingathi is stable and i right ilokhi khona pa. So ama prices lawa I think is speculation kade beyenzile nxa kwekuthi kube kuyi cautionary mele bayehlisa ama prices ukubana abantu bayanise ukuthenga.
Intengo yempahla enengi eguqela uqatha kileyo empilweni kaZulu nsuku zonke efana lesinkwa, impuphu, itswayi, amafutha okuphekisa lenyama, lokhe ingakehli ezitolo zonke ezithekelelwe iStudio 7 eHarare lamhlanje. Abantu labo somabhizimusi bathi uhulumende ubajume ngomvulo lapho ethatha inyathelo lokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe. Ethi kakusetshenziswe imali ebond note lama RTGS dollar kuphela emizameni yakhe yokuzinzisa isimo semali eZimbabwe. Kodwa abaningi bathi lokhu sokuhle kwaphazamisa ngamandla lesi simo ngoba abantu abasakwazi ukuthi bathini empilweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ibandla leMDC izolo libe lombuthano wokukhumbula abafa ngesikhathi sokhetho lomnyaka ka-2008 lapho kwabulawa abantu abambalwa ngamasotsha. Lombuthano obukhokhelwa lugatsha lwebandla oluthiwa yiva. Kube lomthandazo njalo kwahlatshelwa ingoma zokholo. Sixoxele sikhulumeli sebandla leMDC kobulawayo umnumzana Swithan Chirowotsa ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ilanga leli liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba ngomnyaka ka-2008 angithi siyakwazi sonke ukuthi u-Emerson Mnangagwa wayekhokhela i-Joint Operations Command eyiyo ethungamela amasoja. So ngaleso sikhathi sesahabela ubo 27 June amasoja avukela abantu beZimbabwe especially laba abakuhlangothi lwe-MDC. Behamba bebulala beyibo abadirector izinto ezazi yenzi kuhle lapha elizweni beyibo ababulala abantu esithi thina ngesikhiwa ama targeted murders abafana laba bezani PF ama youth ezani PF labo ayilokhuza esekela amasotsha eyenza khonoku okubi elizweni lethu. So ngakho ke izolo abe veteran activists abe MDC bahlangane ehhovisi baba le-prayer meeting ukukhumbula bonke abafayo ngaleso sikhathi nalabo abathisele izindlu nalabo abaswela ilokhu zenu ngathi izifuyo zabo ngoba endaweni zabo uma-Shonaland ngala bantu babethathele izifuyo. Siyakhumbula futhi ukuthi ubaba uDumiso Dabengwa emenezi wachitha ibhesi yezanu wayachitha futhi enye ibhesi yama-youth ezanu ematop elamula ngoba izani yayisivuke ubhoka ikhokhelwa ngamasotsha.
Manje ikhona yini imizamo yokwenza leli langa linanzwe ibandla ilizwe lonke?
Ye, imizamo ilokhu ikhona kodwa ngithemba mfowethu Chris ungananzelela ama-resolution aphume ku-Congress ye-MDC izinqumo eziphumileyo. Inhlanga ilokhu zeni inhlanganiso yeva ithole usekelo ngathi sinanzwa njengeqembu lalo elisekela i-MDC. So mbonani ngokuya kwesikhathi kuyabe kubalulekile ukuthi abantu abe-MDC belinandeleli langa njengelanga lapho esalahlekela khona ngabantu abasekela iparty yethu.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Swithan Chirowotsa isikhulumeli sebandla leMDC kobulawayo ubexoxa icingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 ntambama lapho esiyaba sikhangela ubunzima obubhekane lozulu eZimbabwe obudalwa yisimo somnotho welizwe. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Okwamanje ke sikhangele esivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafithane. Oke waba ngumsekeli kamongameli weMelika umlumzana Joe Biden osengene emkhankasweni wokuthi akhethwe ukumela ibandla lakhe elamademocrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngomnyaka ozayo ubhekane lokucothozwa uZulu kungxoxo mpikiswano kamabonakude e-debate ngomunye wabancintisayo uSenator Kamala Harris izolo. Abalima uchinda emangweni weBhinga bakhala ngokungahlawulwa imali yabo yochinda abaluthengisela inkampani yeCotton Company of Zimbabwe. UAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abalimi bochinda enyakatho emandebeleni eBhinga bakhala ezimathonsi ngenkampani yochinda iCotton Company of Zimbabwe eyathatha uchinda lwabalimi kodwa lokhe ingakabahlawuli imali bethi kubuhlungu kibo bayagcina beyiphiwa ingaselasisindo. Omunye wabalimi laba unkosazana Virginia Moyo uthi wathengisela iCotco uchinda amabheli amahlanu kodwa lokhe engakatholi imali yakhe.
Amabheli ayi-5 akosta 1196 kgs lakhathesi imali yakhona lokhe ingakabuyi, so asazi ukuthi lingasinceda njani thina abazali bemakhaya ngoba ikhothoni iyo esiphilisayo kuphinde imali yakhona icine ingasathengi lutho.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi esilima uchinda, umnumzana Moses Nyoni uthi baqale ukuthengisa uchinda ichukela ibiza amadola ayisithupha kodwa lintengo isikhuphuke kanenyi belokhe bengakatholi imali yabo.
Ikhotho ngesikhathi sokuthengisa ukufaka ekampanini ngoMeyi, but lakathesi lokhu esingatholi izimali. Kasihlupha ukuthi kungani kungatholakali izimali, sifake amakhotoni, ikhotoni isayenza ichukela isayenza $6 but now sesikhangela ukuthi siku-$20. So endlela yakhona ngani iyasikhathaza njengabalimi ukuthi kati kuhamba njani njengendawo yesisiza sikulimile ikhotoni noma izinto zingasabanga khona but
Unkosikazi Nyarai Shoko uthi uchinda lwabo luhleli lokhe luphela amandla bayehluleka lokuzigcina ngemva kokulima okungaka.
Aishi mabiru 1196 kgs nanasi makgs warungodona valu wakagara kuCotco Company.
Ngathengisa amabheli ekhothoni amahlanu abayi 1196 kg lalamhla ahleli ekhothoko ephela amandla, asazi ukuthi lingasinceda kanjani. Sidubekile thina abalimi, sehluleka khona lokuthenga amathenisi nje, manje siyabe silimelana.
Umnumzana Wilson Ncube omunye wabalimi uthi wathengisa uchinda lalamuhla kakabhadalwa.
Ngalima ngathengisela iCotco uchinda lwami ngoMeyi, lalamhla ngatholi imali yami. Siyehluleka, ichukela yayisabiza amadola ayisithupha, manje sibiza $20 njalo. Kungabuya amanye amakampani ukuzothenga uchinda, bayahluphana labo abeCotco, abafuni sibathenga.
Abalimi bochinda bakhala ezimathonsi ngemali yabo ephela amandla isezandleni zenkampani yeCotco elokhe ingakabhadali ngemva kokuthatha uchinda lwabalimi kunyanga edlule. I-Studio 7 izamile ukuthinta iziphathamandla zenkampani yeCotco eBhinga kodwa ucingo lwabo belungadotshwa muntu. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ikoBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo inhlanganiso yezifa ithi iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano weAfrican Cup of Nations lizaqhubekela phambili liphatheka kulomncintiswano loba nje bese kulombiko ethi alisoze lidlale lele Democratic Republic of Congo ngesonto. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi umqeqetshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu esechiye umsebenzi. Intathele izindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Okhokhela iqembu lakwele Zimbabwe liphatheka kumncintiswano walonyaka we-Africa Cup of Nations oqhutshelwa elizweni lase-Egypt, Farah Ijere utshele intathele izindaba zemidlalo ezihambele iqembu ukuba kusiloqiniso ukuba besebecabanga ukuphuma kulo mncintiswano. Ujere utsho lokhu ngemva kwemibiko ephume kuphephandaba le-Herald oluthi inhliswa imali engakanani nxa bengaphindela ekhaya bengakaqedi imidlalo yezibaya. Lolu daba belusithi lokhu kungenxa yokungezwani okukhona phakathi kwabadlali lenhlanganiso yezifa phezu kwemali okumele itholwe abadlali laba.
Lolu ludaba olukhulu kakhulu okuthi aluba kuliqiniso ukuba bese sithumele umuntu ukuthi ayisikhulumela labe CAF bebengeke balubandezele, kodwa beluzahle lusabalale lugcwale umhlaba wonke jikelele. Iqiniso elikhona yikuba lokhu akuzange kwenzakale futhi njalo akusoke kwenzakale.
Omunye wentatheli izindaba zemidlalo ezikwele Egypt yena ongathandanga ukubethwa ngegama uthe uJerry ubatshengisele ubufakazi obokuthi abadlali sebethwele phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi lathibamunembili phakathi kwenkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lane zamadola abazithenjiswayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe likhangelele ukudlala lele Democratic Republic of Congo ngensonto emdlalweni walo wokucina wesibaya sikagroup A. Abafana beZimbabwe kumele banqobe le DRC ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo awukuyadlala kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano bengelinye lamaqembu aphutshise endaweni yesithathu engalaneni ele miklomelo yethe xaxa. Kolunye udaba olumela lomdlalo wenguqu sewutshile ngempela umsebenzi obengumqeqetshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu. Isikhulumeli seqembu leHighlanders uRonald Moyo ugcizelele umbiko wethulwe umgcini sidlalo weqembu leli uKenneth Mhlophe othi uMadinda usetshiye isikhundla esokuba ngumqeqetshi weqembu leHighlanders.
Siyabonga kakhulu njengeqembu umsebenzi omkhulu othe wenziwa nguMadinda kusukela eqala nje ukusebenza lapha last year mhlaka 1 January. Sikhangelele ukuthi iproject le ayichileyo izaqhubeka kuhle. Sicela ukuthi kungabi lokuphanika kubalandeli. Iqembu lisele ezandleni ezinhle kakhulu. Sifisela uBaba Ndlovu inhlanhla kakhulu lapho ayakhona.
UMadinda ozakuma usebenzela iqembu leHighlanders mdlazi ngamajumi amathathu kuyona le inyanga kaNhlangula. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba kuke kwaba lamahungahunga athi umfo kaNdlovu selubhekise kwele Botswana ukuyaqinwa ngokwakhe umfo kaNdlovu abecatsha ngomunye enxa yebuzwa ngayo. UMadinda uphenduke uqembu leHighlanders ekuqaleni kwanyakenye njalo ubelobelanela leli qembu isivumelwano somsebenzi yeseminyaka emithathu. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomhlabeleli weRumba osacathulayo uTinashe Mazomo Mpofu ehamba leqembu lakhe lezitiyeni bephethe idlalate labo elitsha. Untungameli Nkomo uyalandisa.
UTinashe Mazomwa Mpofu insizwa ephuma eBinga njalo uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Umpofu uhlabela ngolimi lwesiTonga kodwa uyaluxubanisa lapha lalapha ya ngesiNdebele langesiNambiya. Nangu echasisa ngomdabu wakhe.
Ngizalwa eSkenyanga eMabale. Isiyanyanga iAndawange. Ukukhula ngakhulela eBinga eLubimbi. Kula ngikhulele khona, kula ngithole khona izifundo zami. Ngingasoze ngichaze kabanzi kangakana iqembu leZTN Super Sounds liqale ngo-2014.
Ngelesingaki idlalade.
Ngela kuqala. Isihloko salo sithi inzubo yangu featuring Izipho Azifani.
ethi vumininzila ila tulundu ngizwe angani ile nkulumo mpela ukhuluma ngani
kungoma leyana ethi kuminizila ela tulundu kwakunkomo laphana ichaza ngempilo impilo ukuthi minjani impilo enamaginqigongqo indlela ezimi impilo kahle kahle buminizila ela tulundu kutsho ukuthi impilo indlela eneyintaba unesaga esilaphana esesitonge engisifake sithi khona na toba mwetho kakhome nanga misale yobutandusi kwawinda ndlovu utsho ukuthi thina abanye sakhula njengezimfe ezidliwa singavuthiwe ngoba sesijaha ukuzidla indlovu ziyeza zizozidla
abangathanda ukuthenga idlalade lakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani
bengakwazi ukungifonela kunumber ethi 0623232802 khona ke naku WhatsApp ku Facebook ikhona futhi Facebook page yami ethi Zitieni Mazoma Facebook page yami ethi Zitieni Mazoma nomuntu onguye engisondelane naye kakhulu othu kungisiza lapha nalapha namangisenza ezomculo ngathi it's sort of like a manager uKhumbulani Chuma lapha ngamthinta naye ku number ezithi 071-991-3341 usawudinga ucwasolweni nginawo amaningi bamkomo ngiyabonga
silibongeke ijaha lebhinga uDinashe Mazoma Mpofu leqembu lakhe lezitiyeni bephuma enkundleni ngale ethi Zubo Ziyango Twalumba
ngake ntungamili lengoma emnandi esigcibela uhlelo kodwa ke singakehlukani sikhangeleke inhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje induna zemandebeleni kanye lenkabazwe zihlangana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kobulawayo zihlaziya ngodaba lombhuqazwe wegugurawundi Abathengi edolobheni leHarare bathi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo kulandela ukumiswa kokusetshenziswa kwemali yakwamanye amazwe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye ungakathesi nyalitshiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.